Dearest Christ Jesus, Father of the world, we pray for the whole human family. Grant them someone who loves them and the promise of a future. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith. Chemda's here.
Hello.
You, of course, can interact with us. We have a phone number. We also have feedback, keithandthegirl.com/feedback. You type it in, I get it. That's also on your app, Keith and the Girl free iPhone app. That's it, /app. You type things in. A lot of people get the app. They don't understand it. But right now it's free, so why not? Why not get it and type dumb shit into it? Here's some dumb shit. Chase Mastin from Bunch of Numbers typed. Says a bunch of letters he slammed down. Moga from Punjab says songs, and then Punjabi from India says songs. Question mark from question mark asks question marks. My ex and I, says Shamika from New York, are friends, but I miss him so much that should I go to get him back? Okay. Sophia, this is my first time listening to the show, LOL. BB Hong from Korea, what is this? Remember when we used to have embarrassment? Do you remember that?
Well, embarrassment came in person. Embarrassment over the internet is very limited.
Why won't you tell me what this is? Alex from Canada is getting a PS3 soon. Mike from Cleveland says, hey, I like Motley Crue, but why are you playing them? They're done. Then 2 minutes later, yeah, Dr. Feelgood, that's what I'm talking about.
We play songs before the show starts when you're listening live,
right,
just to kind of get a feel. And, you know, while people are in the chat, just getting ready. And it's just songs leading up to the actual talk show. And if you're downloading just the talk show, you're just getting talk. But this is people's response. People are, like Keith saying, keithandthegirl.com/app. People are just downloading the app because it's free. And then you can feedback to us. So I guess you feel an obligation to use your new app.
Yeah, I have to write.
Know?
It says comment, so I have to write something.
Right. And then the comment is, what is this?
Bubby from Butttown is saying, I like poop stains and undies. I eat them. That honestly has more substance than these other ones I just read. Justin, he's from One, and he's saying, hi, it's KK. Justin would like you to know it's KK. All right. And Brooke from Enslaw Middle School, Kayla Martinez is going to try to take Derek away from me, but I'm not going to let her do that.
Good for you. Seriously.
That's fantastic.
I like Marge's from Dallas, Texas. How do I use this?
Mm-hmm.
It worked. That's how you use it.
Just like that. Ooh, I wish I didn't waste it on that. You're only allowed one comment a month, and that's what you used it on. Now we're going to talk about something terrible that is just going to drive you insane. Greg has an honest question or point. He's writing and says, regarding show 1144, The Blob, where we talked about that fat pig, my wife works at a, that wanted to be 1,000 pounds. My wife works at a local hospital. One day, a fat fatty was giving birth. The nurse asked her how she got pregnant. So it doesn't even make sense that these people can get pregnant. You know, we were saying, like, you'd have to get, like, a vice grip, you know, and use it the wrong way. Yeah.
You can't pass all the fat in order to get in there.
Right. Well, the fatty admitted her mom and dad held her legs apart while her husband had sex with her.
Come
on. How else would you get in there?
You ask somebody else to hold your legs apart. I don't know that mom and dad need to be involved.
Moplex Monk from Louisville saying, Brad, if you're listening, you suck balls. So there you have it.
That's ridiculous.
Also in the app, of course, you hit the events button. You see all the events coming up, the guests that are coming up on the show, poker dates that we do. We do it every day at 8 p.m., by the way. I'm going to do it again tonight. I'm going to play. So bring your wallets and purses.
Are you playing with cheaters this time?
I don't know. Yesterday they were cheaters. Yesterday they were scumbag. Nah, it was just lame and I left. I wasn't feeling those people.
Actually, the events page is really awesome. We have so much stuff coming up, especially in April. April 9th, April 11th, 15th, 16th, 17th, off the top of my head. These are all things that are either live events where we'll be in New York or possibly another town as well. Or things that you can participate with us online, like Victor's Comedy Central release thing. We're all going to watch it together while the people in the show that you'll be watching on Comedy Central will be in the studio, and we're going to talk to them live.
So you just click on events, and you see all the dates, including at the end of March, Jesse Joyce battling Pat Dixon, and I'm hosting.
That's right.
So all those dates are right there in your application. Outside today, and I may have mentioned it. I've seen this before, so I don't know if I've ever mentioned this before, but we're in Queens, and close to a Jewish area, and I see this van, and it says real big on the... Now, what's in these Jewish vans?
I don't know. I have no idea. I always say...
Is it just a regular bus, and it's for Jews only?
Is it a yellow bus?
No. It's a white... It was white, and it had big writing on it, and it said, "Be kind to your fellow Jew."
I don't know.
Which I found a little odd.
I find that to be very odd.
Good. I'm just Jewish, of course. I didn't know if it was just because I wasn't Jewish.
I mean, I was raised Jewish, but it's, you know, anytime you're just asking people to be nice just to your kind, like we're not all the humankind, you know? Like these are Jews and everybody else are just those other humans, you know?
Brother Love is saying it's the mitzvah tank.
I don't know what that is.
He's saying they use it for recruiting.
Maybe. No, not recruiting. Not recruiting. They do not want you. Maybe they're doing it to... I think only Jews are allowed, you know? I think right. that, if anything, they're recruiting the Jews to be more Jewy, but they're not recruiting goys. They're not recruiting you people, Keith.
Are those the people on the street that ask you if you're Jewish?
That's what I'm thinking. Remember we say no, and they just walk away from us. Right. We're not allowed in the mitzvah tank.
I still keep forgetting. I just say no. I want to say yes.
You know, I think I did say yes one time. And then
and
they're
what's
like,
inside?
Uh-uh. Then they were like, oh, then let's pray together. I go, you know what? No, I'm not Jewish.
Oh, I thought there's... I want to be in the bus.
No, I believe you pray in the bus. It's whatever. If you notice...
Oh,
yeah,
that sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought out. There'd be chicks.
Yeah, okay. They're out. Or they're not allowed to touch chicks. They're out around the time of holidays. So what's coming up now? Passover. So okay. Maybe they'll pray with you for Passover, maybe if you don't have people or something.
That's lame.
You're telling me. That's why I'm not Jewish anymore.
That's a waste of a good bus. You see the internet, what you can do on buses? You can do all kinds of stuff. That's what they're doing. They're mumbling and rocking. No thanks.
And twirling their hair.
I see this bus and I can't help it. I start remembering being a Jewish, working in a Jewish restaurant, being a waiter. Oh, man.
You are so traumatized by your different scenarios and your different restaurants.
I'm still remembering. I went light beer. It's like, light beer? Okay, we have Amstel Light and Coors Light. Yeah, whatever. Ugh. I have Amstel Light and Coors Light. Whatever. Amstel Light and Coors Light! These are your choices, because you know what happens? I come by and I go, all right, here it is. Here's your Coors Light. Why would I want that? Oh, well, you would like the Amstel Light? Of course! I still have nightmares to this day. Hasidic Jews are chasing me down the street. Whatever! Of course! Whatever! Of course! I had a dream last night, by the way, that I was going to quit marching band to save some time in my schedule.
I hope you're not really gonna.
I'm not doing marching band anymore. I'm 36, or I'm about to be 36.
What made you think about it?
About marching band?
Yeah.
I think I hated it. That I didn't want to be in it. I don't know why I was in it. And so now that's a dream I have that I'm always in there.
Oh, this is a recurring dream?
It's less and less. I used to have recurring dreams about being in the Army still. Mm. And a recurring dream that I was in high school. And I'd be 35 years old, but I'm in high school. I'm not 18. I'm like, I really shouldn't be in high school. This really doesn't make any sense. I'll have a dream where I'm taking a test. And I'll think, look at everybody. They're kids. I'm a grown adult. I should not have to take this math test. I'm just going to leave. Maybe I'll finish the test first. I mean, what if?
What if this goes on my permanent record?
Right. Oh, man.
You're going to be 36 soon.
I'm going to be 36, April 15th.
Does age matter to you at all?
No. I thought I thought 30 might be a big deal, and it just wasn't. And then 35 wasn't either. Man, I could see 40 being something if my career is not where I want it to be, and I don't know what that means.
Right.
I could see 40, but 30 really wasn't. 30 wasn't because 20s seemed so young and silly.
Right.
That I didn't feel like I blew anything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like people 30, go, oh my God, now I'm turning 30. I had all these plans. A lot of people have plans by the age of 30. Have a kid by the age of 30. Get married by the age of 30. Have your career set by the age of 30. But you thought the 20s was really the first 10 years of your life.
I honestly do believe 40 is the new 30, where, yeah, your 20s... You're just out of school, you know. We don't live in the past where you have to get married at 22 and all this. And there's no hurry. And like 30, okay, now you're an adult, get your shit together.
So use your 20s to just kind of get to know yourself.
Yeah.
And then your 30s, get your shit together.
Right.
So collect your shit at 20s and then get your shit together by 30.
Unless I'm going to change this every decade.
Right,
right. Be like, okay, 80s, you realize, hey, you change your opinion on things. 90s, enough is enough.
Well, we're having another party for you April 15th on your birthday.
I'll do it.
The party that you have to...
perform in.
Right.
It's not a party at all.
Keithandthegirl.
I'm going to watch this year.
Keithandthegirl.com/tickets. Can you imagine if I went up there and did your jokes? Oh, my God. That would be amazing. I would wear a sleeveless shirt and everything and just do you in your cadence and your voice.
I think we got a plan.
That would be amazing.
That's a birthday.
Anyway, Patrick's is opening up. You can get tickets right now for April 15th and get them for a couple reasons. Get them because you don't want it to be sold out ahead of time, and you also don't want to pay more at the door. So it's less if you buy them online at keithandthegirl.com/tickets. Buy them now. You'll be celebrating Keith's birthday with him after you watch the taping of the next CD-DVD.
After you watch
that you're doing.
That I'm doing
You're doing
it. You're watching it, and I'm taping it, you're saying.
Exactly.
All right. No more. I don't really have waiter dreams as much as I do have. The only time I think about it, I have daydreams. My waiter daydreams.
Oh, where you kill your boss?
Where I maybe. Mm-hmm. Well, where I just remember the customers, you know. And I'll say, would you like some coffee for dessert? And I'll remember the customer saying, no, I can't have coffee. My blood pressure's high. And, okay, so no coffee, no problem. Yeah, I can't have caffeine. My artery walls are clogged as it is. And I'm like, all right, why are you telling me this? Well, I can't have coffee because my heart, my left side is, all right, do you want a second opinion? Should I do an x-ray on you? What do we do now? Well, I'm just saying, my heart, like, I'm already not giving you coffee. Where's this going to go?
Do you understand that daydreams don't really work that way? Like, my daydreams are nice dreams. Dreams of the future.
No.
Dreams of good things to come. You know, because I have some kind of...
Brain nets, you know, together.
I wouldn't say that, but I have a grasp on what I'm allowed to think about during the day. During the night, I'm sleeping. I have no choice.
But do you know what, though? It sounds like I'm a mess and I'm thinking about these bad things and it puts me in a bad place, and it doesn't. Then I go, oh, I'm not there anymore.
I do that sometimes. I get mad at things that didn't happen yet because I just think it's so going to go that way. It's a little counterproductive, really.
Hey, speaking of food, I guess a lot of people knew this already, it seems like. But you can't put plastic wrap in the oven.
In the oven or the microwave?
In the oven. In the microwave, you can, I believe. It said on the plastic wrap you can do it in the microwave, so I thought, what's the difference?
I thought you put it in the microwave, which is a little dangerous, too, I think. That's why I was telling you poke the holes.
But the oven?
No.
Everybody knows that, you're saying?
Maybe everybody knows the oven. I don't know if everybody knows it. Would you be amazed if people didn't know not to put aluminum foil in the microwave?
You know what? I used to do that for a long time. People say about it spark, and I'm like, I've never seen it spark.
But I think less people use the oven than the microwave.
I guess. Well, anyway, I was doing a frozen dinner, and I, you know, took off the plastic top, stirred it up, and then it says, oh, put back in for 10 minutes, but cover it again. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. I already ruined it. So I took plastic wrap, and I put it on top. Then I take it out 10 minutes later, and it all shrinks into itself, and there's plastic on the sides. I didn't think the plastic got in the food.
You thought it just, like, shrinky-dinked itself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I ate maybe 3 bites. It didn't take long before I was in so much pain, sharp pain in my stomach.
You know what? In your defense, I would not know that there are... I guess I wouldn't really think that there are pieces of plastic in the food because it does look like it just shrank in the ball. Because plastic wrap just does that. If you don't keep it taut, it just kind of crumples together.
Well, I guess it got in there because that's very painful. So don't eat it. And by the way, with everything being on the internet, there's no YouTube video on what to do now if you ate plastic.
That's weird. Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I guess you would be.
I'm positive. Hey, guys, this person writes, J.R. Hacker. It's been a few days since you talked about fat people, but hearing Wednesday's show reminded me of something that completely blew my mind. Hemda brought up the idea that the super morbidly obese never feel hungry. Well, that is absolutely true.
I knew it. I'm fat enough to know this.
One of my friends was super obese when she went on a diet. When she first started, she explained to me that for as long as she could remember, she would always just eat and eat and always ate often enough that her stomach was never empty. The part of her brain that tells you when you're hungry had atrophied And after she started her diet, she didn't feel hunger, even if she hadn't eaten all day from morning to night.
Come on.
It takes...
That I didn't know.
It took weeks, maybe months, before she started feeling hunger again. She stuck to her diet, started exercise,
well, yeah, if you're
and
not
is
hungry,
doing much better.
You can stick to it.
Thought you'd find this interesting.
That is amazing.
So, wow. they don't feel hunger. I thought you would. I thought, like, you're just making everything fatter, so you still got to feel it. But you don't. Your body's telling you, no, I don't need more. I'm like a camel now.
See, I thought you would feel it after a day, though. You know, I just know that... I didn't know that they had no capacity to feel hunger. I just thought you eat before you get hungry because you're so interested in eating. It's just a habit.
Right.
That's what I thought. By the way, Emmy is chiming in. Nope, everybody... This is about your plastic melt. Nope, everybody knows. Fire melts plastic. Durr. Remember when we melted bottles during camping?
I guess so. But, you know, maybe you just have it on a nice layer. I don't know. But you know what? Yeah, I would like Emmy to laugh. The one who didn't stop me from grilling bacon on an outdoor grill. Okay, don't act like she has it all together. She didn't know. How dare. You ever do this? You ever go up to a mirror and try to scare yourself?
No, crazy.
I do it often. I close
Did
my
eyes. Did it ever work?
Oh, yeah, it works.
Okay.
You close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You walk up towards a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And then you open your eyes with a big scary face on. And you startle yourself because you're so close to the mirror.
Are you drunk at the time?
Sometimes. But sometimes not. You can do it totally sober.
Are you like these fat people who are leftover drunk?
I don't know. Like, is it still in my humps?
Yes.
I don't know. Try it.
That's
you'll
ridiculous.
Try.
I'm not trying it.
You don't think you'll try it?
No.
I guarantee you.
No,
won't.
But if anyone's trying it because of our show, please videotape it and send it in. That is retarded.
It works.
I know. You're looking at me like you're very excited.
You'll
like
see.
It's a new game.
You're going to do it.
You're playing peekaboo with yourself. You understand that?
Who's looking? This is the same Hindu not long ago said, do this. It's fun. That's
true.
All right. All right, then. Once in a while, it's fun to scare yourself. Now you're alive. Hey, I heard Friday's show, and you mentioned me in the YouTube comments as D-Warrior. I remember this. I was going over the people's dumb YouTube comments. I said, D-Warrior had to take the time to say, Lauren and Brolo aren't good in this commercial.
It's a commercial for our relationship book, so they're pretending like they're in a relationship. We thought D-Warrior were saying, hey, they're not good at this commercial because... You know, obviously, Brother Love is not into Lauren. Obviously, Lauren isn't even into guys at all.
Right.
And, you know, how could they even act like they're doing this?
And I said, oh, this is why Sandra Bullock and that Jared Butler are pretending they're together. Because people won't see a movie unless they really think people are together. Well, he said, no, I'm not the one who said that. I was responding to somebody else saying it. So I apologize. I misunderstood. D-Warrior is okay again.
So he was defending us in a way. I don't know how those words were in defense of anything, but...
He was responding to somebody.
Okay.
And somebody wrote, like, Dear at D-Warrior, Lauren and Brolo aren't good in this. And so it looked like D-Warrior said Lauren and Brolo aren't good at this.
Right.
So he's invited over again for my scare parties. And bacon cooking. So I apologize for that. Dear Keith, my name is Joshua. I'm 27 straight sober, not an Ian. And I give enough shits about this to send it to you. I'm a Spanish professor at an ultra-conservative, ultra-prude Mormon university in Provo, Utah, Brigham State University. Every day during the 10-minute pass period before class starts, I like to play Spanish music or the news in Spanish. Something to get the students' minds ready to engage in an hour's worth of a foreign language for the day. Last Thursday, I hooked up my laptop to the classroom speaker system and pressed play in iTunes, forgetting that I had previously played. To the shock of the students in the classroom, they heard, "How do I get my girlfriend to douche?" This is happening a lot. I quickly hit pause and changed the track. Needless to say, I think that's the problem, too. People are stopping it right then.
Oh, yeah.
Explain, it's a book. Needless to say, I got some very awkward looks from students who don't believe in kissing before marriage, let alone sex. Luckily, the students in the room were all from the previous class, hence no one knew my name to try to turn me in for warping their innocent minds. I got a good laugh out of it later with some of my colleagues as we joked about the now impossibility of me obtaining tenure here. I love your show and I've been enjoying reading your book. I've been laughing out loud since the intro where Keith said, we literally spell it out for you in words. Keep up the good work. Cheers, Joshua.
Yeah, and please buy our book. What Do We Do Now? It's in stores and online everywhere.
That's nice.
Isn't it? We make it easy.
Well, this guy's happy. I'll tell you somebody who's not happy with us. Dragon Tears. He's upset. Dragon Tears with a Z. I'm a little miffed. Keith and the girls said they would do a show about Scientology, and now it seems they aren't going to. I hate it when people don't do what they say they are going to. But the show is free. I can't really bitch too much, but still, I wish they would have. Bit of a cop-out. But again, I get entertainment from the show for free, and they are both hilarious. I just won't look forward to something they say they are going to do until it actually happens from now on.
Now I know what having kids feels like.
Oh, I heard
him. I know that I get to live here free, and you're doing everything for me. But, Dad, I would have liked a car.
I had an idea.
You promised.
I decided not to do the idea. I let this guy down. He was all excited. You know what else? Now that I think about it, I said by now, I wrote an autobiography, a book by me about me. And I said, it'll be out by now. Not only is it not out, we went a different route and did a Keith and the Girl book.
Mm.
So now you know I'm not trustworthy.
You're not a nice person.
One day I was going to do a rap song about your boyfriend. His name?
Oh, my God. I don't know his name.
Right. About him.
The guy.
Sway.
Sway.
Right.
Right.
I haven't heard it. I'm not trustworthy. So make peace with it. I say something's going to happen. You wait until it happens. No reason to get all excited. He was telling all his friends about it. He looked like an asshole. He's putting together a Scientology party. And I let him down. Tough times. Now I just decided not to do it. I don't think it'll make any kind of difference. I find it a criminal organization. I think people just all religion is criminal, Keith. Who cares?
So you think that even
so, I really don't care.
Even if you collect all the information, people are just going to dismiss your points anyway.
Yes, in fact, all the information, by the way, and I understand the difference of us doing it with our flair.
Mm-hmm.
But all the information that I would be collecting now is on our forums. There's Scientology threads, and it's all right there. Okay, people are reading it, and they're going, you're going to say Catholicism never did anything wrong? I'm just like, you know what, forget the whole thing. And people don't say, Angie put together my points on what I see, how I see there's a big difference, but, you know, that's really it. The point isn't that they believe in aliens, she says. That is weird, but not worthy of an expose. I mean, aliens are just as weird as virgin birth, talking snakes, etc. And yes, some people in Christianity have gotten nutballs and said people needed to die or whatever, but that's because they took the teachings to a crazy place. Aside from the Old Testament, there isn't much in everyday Christianity that promotes kidnapping, killing, and abusing non-believers.
Okay, but to begin with, Scientology wasn't meant for any of this either. Scientology was a fiction book. Is that what she's saying?
No. You're saying Scientology wasn't made to be taken into a bad place. These people, this actual Scientologists, are the ones that I find criminal,
right,
and evil.
Right, yeah. The book was almost a joke originally when it came out.
No. He was a science fiction writer, but he was writing a religion.
Right, but admittingly, he was writing a religion because he knows that's what sells books. So he had no, you know...
He wanted this to become a religion.
Yeah,
didn't accidentally become a religion. This L. Ron Hubbard isn't a good guy, and people misinterpreted what he's saying. The thing with Scientology that Keith is getting upset about is that it is not a religion, and no one cares if they believe in aliens or flying scrotums. It's a fact that the church itself is criminal and uses its religious status to get away with fucked up shit, and people are misinformed and think everyone just hates them because they believe in weird shit, but that isn't the case, so they cannot be compared. Another element that is sketchy and separates them from proper religions is that they hide what their beliefs are. Everyone in Christianity can tell you we believe in Jesus as our God and he ascended to heaven, Adam and Eve, blah, blah, blah. And all that shit is in the Bible, which anyone can read. But you ask a fucking Scientologist what they believe, and they either don't know or they lie in order to extort money out of people trying to get to the next level. You ask them about aliens, by the way, as an example. I don't even know what you're talking about. You don't know what I'm talking about. Well, there's something about volcanoes and aliens and there's people attached to our beings. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay. Where did I even get this from?
Okay. It's like if Catholicism broke down the Bible and sold each chapter of book separately. So once you finished with Genesis, you had to pay $3,000 to read the next part, then $6,000 for the next one after that. So you're essentially roped into believing something without knowing what you believe in. It's fucked. Read about it. Do your research before comparing it. Seriously. You know what? It's all on there. It's all on the threads. So there you go. There's more than one thread of combined articles on it. Check it out if you want. I can't care anymore. I just don't. I'm sorry, I really hurt this guy's feelings. Dragon tears. But
he's crying dragon tears.
Yes, I was into it, and then that time went by, and I went, you know what? People are already set on their opinions, and there is no point. So here you have him. Here's another guy upset with us, by the way. Well, not upset. He just likes to be angry, this guy. Or tell me what you think. Emezru, I think is how you say it. So what is Keith and the girls' next move? It sounded like they were convinced they were going to make the New York Times list. I mean, they pushed and pushed their book, and it kind of fizzled out despite all the hype. Is this the end of Keith and the Girl?
Wow, that's dramatic.
Time will tell. I am curious to see the spin on this. So,
Does this feel mean to you?
He's definitely hating. It absolutely is. And it's very strange that you have these fans, and when I say fans, I mean in the literal sense of the word, fanatic. I mean, this guy's listening to every second more than people who generally like us to hate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so very strange. And all entertainment has that. I understand that. But it's very, very strange to see. New York Times bestseller list came out this weekend. And I was hoping as soon as our book came out that we'd be able to make the list. Now, we didn't. That's not the only chance we have for this book to make the list. But
we thought we'd have good odds because the first week counts for all the other week's sales beforehand.
For pre-sales. Pre-sales right. Kind of in that week's. Right. And I thought, oh, that's a good jump, and that could get us on there.
And we
so, yeah, of course I hope so.
The advice bestseller list.
Right. Well, we didn't make it. In fact, no new book made the advice list. It's all books that are already hits. Yeah, that's too bad. So anyway, he says
we still need people to buy more books, though, because it doesn't just count for the bestseller. I mean, we were hoping.
Right.
Thanks for reminding us.
Of course
we
were hoping. Yeah. How will we spin it? Well, I'll tell you what. Here's how I'm going to spin it. The book got into its second printing within the first week. Here's a bigger way I'm going to spin it. We wrote a book. I'm okay. Our agent, our editor, our publisher's marketing department, they're all beyond thrilled. I'm all right. How are you, Hemda?
I'm okay.
All right. Good spin.
Yeah. I want to sell more books, of course. I'm going to want to sell this book for the rest of my life. And yes, please buy it if you haven't yet. I don't know what you're waiting for. Keith said this is mandatory.
Is this the end of Keith and the Girl? Well, we're going to soon see. You want to place bets?
Gee, why would this be the end of Keith and the Girl?
He hopes it's not. That's what's weird. He would like to hate if it fails, but if he didn't have this to listen to, he would be upset.
So bizarre.
It's so bizarre.
Why do you care? I mean, like, why do you want us to fail?
He wants us to fail, but he wants to keep hearing us.
Yeah. It's pure haterade.
It definitely is. Well, Kyle made a very good point. And he said, and I like this phrase, should catch on. He said, haters gonna hate.
That's true.
Yeah, and I think what he means by that is that a spiteful person is always gonna be spiteful. So what are you gonna do?
Shrug.
Yeah. It's just weird. You know, it reminds me of that part in the Howard Stern movie, Private Parts, right? Where you got Howard Stern's boss is talking to a researcher, and the researcher is like, how long do people listen to Howard Stern then? And he says, all right, you ready? They listen to Howard Stern. The average fan listens for an hour and 20 minutes. And the guy goes, well, that's crazy. Well, why do they do that? He said, I want to see what he says next. Go, okay, what about the people that hate him? Oh, the average Stern hater listens for 2.5 hours a day. Like, well, if they hate him, why do they listen? Most common answer, I want to see what he'll say next.
Which is huge. That was huge. To watch that movie was incredible.
This guy hates more than somebody who likes, pays more attention to every little thing so that he can hate. If there's not a if a show comes in late or there's some kind of feed problem, you know, you get the show for free, keithandthegirl.com/RSS, you know, you subscribe for free, it comes in automatically. If there's some kind of problem, there's some kind of glitch with that and he doesn't have his show, this kind of guy is upset more than anybody else that he doesn't have something to hate. He owes us a thank you that we give him something to hate, if you ask me.
Isn't it noise for your ear when you hate something? But Keith, you listen to some stuff that you hate. Not on a regular basis, and you don't become a fan of it.
Not that I hate. Like, I remember a kid did a talk show on E. I think he was like 16 years old. He said he was going to be the next Jay Leno. Do you remember this? And he did it out of his house.
And he got, and that, he got that some one Destiny's Child.
Beyonce.
Not Beyonce.
The other one.
Right.
The one that was in the Freddy Krueger movie.
And she brought her little dog. And every celebrity that comes in there, they're like, what the hell are we doing in there? Right. But yeah, he got some good people. He's kind of a basement nerd.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I thought he did a horrible, horrible job. And I watched it. But I don't hate this kid. I don't even know his name, you know? This Amezru, he would know the kid's address. He would, you know.
Like, and why are you watching it?
I don't know. It was like, man, this kid is so bad.
It's just weird that he's so bad.
I guess it's what people call a train wreck, I suppose.
Oh, okay.
Where you're like, oh, I got to watch this. This is terrible.
But you didn't write into the show, I hope you fail and die?
Never.
Never?
I never wrote anything hateful. Never. It's so weird. Oh, well, did you see, and on the other side, though, you do good people that, you know, help, it keeps us going. You know, you can't get this negativity all day. You need something positive. Like a guy celebrating the release of our book by stapling it to his balls.
Oh, my God.
Chunk, chunk.
You couldn't let it go with me either. I saw your Twitter. I knew I didn't want to look at it. And you're like, come on, look at it. Did you look at it yet? And I had to watch it at the end. And I just... I don't understand this. He taped his penis, I think, up to his stomach with Keith and the Girl
stickers. He didn't want it to get in the way.
Because honestly, the whole time I was like, where's his penis? Mm-hmm. You know, because the balls are usually underneath. And I didn't understand the magic. And I don't know why I'm not more concerned about the balls being stapled to the book. But oh, my God.
He takes his balls right away. There's no preamble.
Yeah, there's no him and hawing.
Balls on book, chunk chunk.
Oh, God. And then you watch as he unstaples it and then shows you the staple.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And he's British. There's something about the accent that adds to it, I think.
I would be crying.
Here, I'll let you hear just a little bit. But you know, obviously this is visual. Oh my God. For it's a start, balls are out. Fantastic.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, my God. even as audio.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Big, big like, business-like stapler. You
oh,
know?
My God.
This is for heavy-duty work.
He got into the book pretty deep.
Oh, fuck me. Oh.
No hands. Oh, it's hanging there.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
fucking hell. Jesus.
I think he stapled it to your face, by the way. Now that I look.
Motherfucker.
He acts like it was an accident. I remember during the 76-hour marathon, we were saying, you know, people called in and said, I'll tell you what, you make it to a certain number on Amazon. By the way, we it's still amazing. We made it to number 114 in all books and everything. You know, we're number one in relationships. We were number one in dating, number one across the board, number 114 in all books. I thought that was amazing, so I want to bring it up again. Thank you. But anyway, people said, hey, you make it to this number, I'll do this. I'll show tits. You make it to this number. And this guy said, I think it was 50. You make it to number 50, I'm going to staple my balls to a book. And then now he says, you know what? You guys had such success. I'll do it anyway.
He's a good guy.
So he's a good guy. But I remember talking to him. People are reminding me right now about the things that were being said. But I remember talking about this during the 76-hour marathon. And he had the room full of people. And they don't know how do you react to a radio show that people are going, I want to support you. Let me staple my balls to a book.
Oh, yeah, because we had some of the people that we had coming through the 76-hour marathon were new to being on the show.
Right.
And this is their introduction. They just walk in. You know, usually when they walk in, we have some, you know, getting ready time, and then we go on air. Here they just came with their buddy who's on the show, like Ted Alexandro brought two other comics that we haven't had on the show yet. So they just jump right in. And then Jeremy has a list of things that people are promising us,
right?
Like tits and stapling the balls to the book.
Well, I remember Jesse Joyce saying, why don't you just staple your balls? Then the new guy, he was in Arthur, he was in that video you'll see soon from Raid the Video, but he goes, well,
you're going to have to find a new title to that.
I know. Well, you have to staple your balls to something. And I'm like, that's right. That's a very good point.
Oh, God.
We weren't even talking about removing the stapler and that claw thing. I don't know how he did it. I saw the video. I don't know how he got that staple out. I still don't understand. Weird. Yeah, people are telling me they were wondering, did they do that for the release of the Da Vinci Code? Ball stapling. Micah suggested they name a hospital wing after us. I don't know if this ever happened to the book Great Expectations. Maybe The Grapes of Wrath. I can see that. That is the title for it. But they'll teach this in, like, schools. This was before ball stapling was commonplace. The book was released. It was so good. The book came out, and it was rare, at best, for someone to staple their balls to a coffee table.
You want to hear something weird? I really considered, after watching it, sending it to our publisher. You know, our publisher is Three Rivers. Sending it to them and the people that I've been in touch with, that we've been in touch with for the book, and going, can you get us press for this?
Right.
Look at what people are doing.
This guy said he'll order the book. Like, he didn't have the book at the time, and he said, I'll order it online, and I'll videotape it, and as I'm ordering it, I'll staple my balls to the table. Hey, where are you going tonight? To Jonathan's ball stapling. His book must be doing very well. I simply read the manuscript, and I knew. I took out my swing line.
Oh, God. Back is saying, so somebody should have asked him, you got a book on your balls, what do you do now? But he did throw in the what do we do now into that video.
Right.
He managed to get in there very appropriately.
And at the end, he mentions KeithandTheGirl.com.
I know. Through the pain.
Well, you mentioned the agent. I did. I called the agent because we're thinking of another book idea. And I said, I hope your stapler's loaded and you're wearing sweatpants because I have an idea for you. You're probably wondering why I gathered you all together and I asked you to bring your staplers. First off, everybody can put your balls on the table. Oh, it's good news. What do you do if a book's bad? And people got to leave, but they're all connected to the tables. Excuse me.
D Warrior has a good point. 30 years from now, there will be a, quote, stupid law making it illegal to staple your balls to a newly released book.
Keith Kendall's collection of the books. So brilliant. My balls look like Swiss cheese.
God. Oh,
I love
God.
Their work.
Oh, my God.
It's so great that you ran out of staples. We ran out of tables. Some people would question this behavior, but believe me, if you read the book, you would know. Have you read Keith and the Girl's book? Read it! I stapled my balls to it! It's fantastic. They're Keith and Kemda. I just received my first copy of What Do We Do Now from Amazon.com, and I was laughing out loud from the first page. Letter to the editor section. People are enjoying that. Kemda. People doubted. The letter to the editor section was my idea, and people doubted that it would work.
Couple of editors doubted it.
Editors, our agent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I said, I know, you'll see. Thank you. I'll be receiving my second copy in a few days, and I'm going to lend it to a friend. Not give it to them. Fuck them. They can get their own copy. Hugs and smiles. P.S. Books equal awesome. KTG equals fucking awesome. KTG book, a good read. Just kidding. Super duper fucking double awesome.
Yay.
All right.
Don't forget, keithandthegirl.com/book. If you need the information about the book, the first chapter, you can read for free. You got the commercial video, one of them, the audio, and you have four different ways that you can buy it online right on that link, keithandthegirl.com/book.
There you go. Bring your own stapler. BYOS, I say.
You don't want to use other people's staplers. You don't know where that's been.
They're Keith and Kemda. You know what? That is weird. I'm going to wonder about everything. Pencils go in ears and staples go in balls.
Oh, God.
I live in Salt Lake City, Utah, Alicia says. Probably not the most open place for Keith and the Girl, but I will tell you that several people... You know what? I get a lot. I had a letter earlier today. We already read it, but a lot of people from Utah, they think they got this big secret. Probably not the most open place for Keith and the Girl, but I will tell you that several people where I work have discovered and embraced your podcast, which makes me very happy because I work in a quiet environment, which means no talking aloud at any time on the work floor.
Wow.
So when I hear someone laughing out loud, literally, I know it's because of you guys. Today I was in the Barnes & Noble in downtown Salt Lake City and approached the info desk asking about your book. I used to work in this location, know exactly how it's supposed to work, so I assumed it wouldn't be too difficult to find. I've already received mine, but since it wasn't on the front table or on any other displays when I saw, I decided to hunt it down no matter what it took. This girl's going on an expedition. Next thing you know, I'm in Africa. And I'm the employee couldn't find the book at first in the in-store inventory. And finally had to use the Barnes & Noble website to get the ISBN number. Isn't that funny? That'll happen. I'll be at stores. I was at Circuit City. When we got this computer, I think that's where we got it. And they go to the website to get the information for you. How weird is that? When your book came up and he asked me if this was it, I noticed that, according to the in-store inventory site, it was supposed to be located on a paperback display table just behind the new release table.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't, of course. I'd looked. So when we finally found it, misshelved, by the way, it was under drug addiction / intervention.
Wow, I wonder if that's better or worse for us. I mean, not for the people who are trying to find it because they're...
I'm going to say worse.
What? Kick your habit by laughing.
You know what? For these dummies, they write on the back of the book where the section goes.
That's true, actually. Yeah, on the back of our book, it does say.
But do you think they just look at the front and it says, what do we do now? And they go, oh, one day at a time.
Ah.
Add that I'm drinking a beer.
And add that I look like I'm about to whip you.
Right.
It's like, it's AA and Al-Anon in one. Oh my God, that would be brilliant.
Now it makes sense.
It does make sense.
Hey, what's going on? You're on Keith and the Girl.
Hey, it's Doug. The reason it was in drug addiction / recovery is that the way Barnes & Noble sorts their books out.
How does Doug know everything?
They put all the self-help in one place. So it goes like relationships, drug recovery / self-help / whatever. And it's all in one big area. And so if someone screws up and just puts it one shelf over, it'll go from, you know, a positive relationship category to a negative drug addiction category.
I follow you. Is there anything you don't know, Doug?
A lot. A whole bunch of stuff. Now, I was in Barnes & Noble today. I've been going over there every few days to move the books out to the right places.
I wonder if that hurts us at all. Nobody can find where the books are supposed
to be. No, I know. There's always there's always ones left on the shelf.
Okay.
I just moved them out into the area where the new fiction is or the new nonfiction is, stuff like that.
Thank you. And don't forget, guys, if you call your local store, your local bookstore, and they don't have it, they will order it, which helps us out. You know, they're supposed to have it. They should have it. And it's not a big deal for them to get it in, even if it's just for you.
Well, thank you, Doug.
And they'll order more than one.
Right.
There you go.
Thanks, okay, Doug.
Bye.
Peace. So this lady continues. Like I said, I used to work. Whoa, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Like I said, I used to work there. So instead of harping on the employee who makes minimum wage and really can't be asked to give a shit for every book in the store, and I mean that in the sincerest way possible, I took both copies and proceeded to the front new release table that is updated every Tuesday. I replaced your book with the newest Twilight fucking comic book that was in the prime space, the first thing anyone sees when they walk into any Barnes & Noble. Tell your listeners that no one at Barnes & Noble will actually check this table until the end of the day on any day unless the store is empty. My advice is to move your book to the front table regardless of what it is on, making it the prime position. That stupid, untalented bitch Stephanie Meyer doesn't need any more money for her fucking vampire books, and neither does Dan Brown. In addition, you can move What Do We Do Now to the bestseller shelves, and no one will check that either.
Oh.
Move it wherever you want, preferably replacing something that absolutely sucks. It's not putting anyone out since they have to move sex books from the kids section every night anyway.
Yikes.
I say this because I was completely pissed that the inventory list on the computer clearly said that your book was supposed to be on a display table and it wasn't. Screw those guys, Alicia.
Thank you, Alicia.
All right. Well, that sounds nice. Or Elisa. One of those. Hello, Moto. Also upset at me, saying that what I said about Dubai was, quote, redonkulous.
Wow.
There was a couple in Dubai, and they kissed.
This was a tourist couple, right?
Yes, and Dubai said, you're going to jail for a month, and then we're kicking you out. Because...
This is against the law to show public affection like that.
Even though it's a beach, and it's for tourists, and there's actually more people from other countries over there. But I said it's still the Middle East, and they're still a mess, and they still have their crazy fucking laws. And no matter how nice Dubai is, and it's beautiful... Don't be confused it's the Middle East and that these people are... Why would you want to go on to vacation in a place that has... You can't kiss your sweetheart. That's where you want to go on vacation. That was crazy to me. Well, I guess this guy lives there. I don't know. But Helimoto is saying, your bit about Dubai was redonkulous. The newspapers here are saying that they were feeling each other up. So they didn't mind. They really had to touch each other. They're feeling each other up. It wasn't just a peck on the cheek like you make it out to be. And you said, we have sun everywhere. I'm like, just go to the fucking Bahamas. You know, there's perfect weather. Well, there's perfect weather, perfect beaches everywhere. Perfect water. You don't need to go to Dubai. And he said, do you really? Do you have an indoor ski resort? Do you have the biggest malls in the world? Do you have the tallest tower and the only 7-star hotel? Do you have man-made islands in the shape of palms? You totally can walk around in bathing suits. American compounds? What the fuck? I don't know what that means. This isn't fucking Iraq. People aren't running around with AKs. This segment really revealed how ignorant you are. Fuck you. And so I said,
oh God.
I think you're serious.
He is serious.
I think so. I didn't realize you had an indoor ski resort. Definitely take away the greatest thing about skiing. The outdoors. Sounds beautiful. All the biggest malls. Amazing. You know how, like, in America, you got to go to a big mall and then across the street another big mall? Well, I want to go across the world, around the world, to go to one mall that has it all.
To go shopping.
To go shopping.
Do they have 3 pretzel stands instead of one?
You know what? A Walmart has everything I fucking need. I'm very excited that Dubai is the biggest mall. A tall tower! Woo! Is that tall? It's so tall! That's incredible. What do we do? Does it have a ladder? Can we climb it? It's the tallest fucking tower. A 7-star hotel. Like, they would let Hello Moto into this fucking place. You're not in that hotel. We have a 7-star hotel. You are never in it, liar. That's for
Hello Moto is the person who wrote in.
Right.
Okay.
That's for the fucking king or whatever they got. That's for these rich people that are doing shady shit to store money offshore. You're not enjoying that hotel. By the way, I'm being told there's 3 7-star hotels. But if you're the only one of anything, a 10-star hotel.
But the thing is, does it go up to 5 stars and it was so amazing that they gave it 7?
That's what I think.
That's just a new rule. You know, it's so great. That's like your teacher, you get back your test and you got A++++++.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Enjoy your hotel, you liar. You've never been in it. I'm on an island. I can't tell, being on it, but just knowing it's shaped like a palm is so exciting to me. I'm okay. I'm all right with that. Your country that I can worry about. If I kiss a lady, I go to jail.
Or touch a boobie.
But well worth it. It's a tall tower. Someday in New York, we'll get tall things. Police in New Jersey arrested a teenager in connection with the public address system announcement at Walmart saying that all blacks need to leave the store. Talked about that. He was 16 years old. He didn't work there. He's from Atlantic City, New Jersey. They found him by looking at the tapes. The suspect was...
He's from Atlantic City? It's like all black there.
The suspect was arrested Friday in Atlantic City on bias intimidation. I was wondering what you would...
I didn't know that was against the law. Okay.
Bias intimidation. And that is intimidating. Let me tell you something. All blacks barely leave the store. Right. So that's intimidating. Bias intimidation and harassment charges. The prosecutors say that shortly after 5 p.m. on March 14th, an unidentified male accessed the public address system, which, again, I don't know why you have that. Why do you need a public... The phone may be right to a cashier or something like that, right to an office where somebody can help you, information booth. But the whole store?
Yeah.
I can't reach the chairs in aisle 4. I'll take a worker or a tall person. I don't even care.
Right. In an airport that used to be, I don't know if they still have it, but you can pick up a phone and get to some kind of operator in case you lost your child or,
Right, but you're not talking to the whole airport.
No, you're not.
Well, he said all blacks need to leave the store, the voice announced. Store management contacted the police. They opened an investigation. Walmart corporate spokesperson, of course, said this is appalling, and of course it is. Whoever did this is wrong and acted in an inappropriate manner. Clearly it's not acceptable. And some people are debating if they ever shop at a Walmart again.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And, of course, they will.
How stupid.
Were they going to go to Dubai?
Well, you're either shopping in a Walmart or not. This is, this is something that... It's like a store gets robbed. The store got robbed, Your bank got robbed or whatever it is. It happened to them, too.
I saw the... I was about to go to a dick sucking meeting, but first I wanted to see the movie Julie and Julia.
What is making you see that?
I don't know.
I saw it because I'm interested in cooking, and I'm a girl.
Well, I guess it's a chick flick, right?
Oh, my God. What gave that away?
Or
it's for people who, what's her face? Which Julia is the...
Is Julia Child and...
Julia Child.
Right.
She's a lot of fans.
I'm curious about the life of Julia Child. I took all these home ec classes in high school. I had to watch films of her. Like, okay, why not watch a little bit?
I have to say that it could have been a separate movie just about Julia Child, and that would have made me happy because that part was really interesting.
You didn't care about this other girl that in present day, almost, you know, fairly recently, is studying one of Julia Child's cookbooks and makes a blog about it.
Yeah, this is a true story about a girl who didn't know what to do, so she picked up Julia Child's book and she decided to, she decided to blog about the cookbook basically, right, and to make one dish a day from the cookbook for like 365 days.
I didn't find anything endearing about her at all.
Me neither.
She was a bitch.
I thought she was a bitch. I thought her boyfriend was really nice. I thought she could give a fuck about him, you know? And I thought she was a crybaby. And
chefs are, though. Chefs are crybabies, honestly.
They're usually very aggressive and mean people.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This woman, I was like, why? Because she looks mousy? I'm supposed to think she's cute, you know? Or because she hates her job and her job has to do something with 9/11, you know?
Right.
Then I'm supposed to... I don't know. Her end of the story was really kind of boring, and I think that's why they needed the Julia Child story also.
But you are supposed to. You're supposed to be on her side, of course. Just like when they cut to Julia Child in the past, you're supposed to be on her side. Here's something they leave out, supposedly because it didn't fit in the time frame. But
bullshit.
The Julie girl, who's making this blog, cheats on her husband, who stood beside her while she's doing this stupid project.
Are you surprised after you saw this movie?
I cheated on her.
I'm not surprised. I really thought that her boyfriend was overly protective of her sensitivity. You know what I mean?
But I didn't believe it. The one day he finally blows up one day and he goes, "Enough is enough. You're a dumb project. I'm staying in my office for a day."
He didn't really even say that.
He just left. But wasn't it? Didn't seem like it came out of nowhere. He's like, "Baby, I need sex." And she didn't give it to him. And he's like, "All right, finally, I'm blowing up."
If anything, it did not seem like he was in the wrong. It seemed like...
I'm not saying he's in the wrong, but it seemed like, where did this...
The whole relationship is about her. The whole relationship is about her and her cooking and her getting in time and her blog. And she's not being nice to him anymore. Right. And she's freaking out. You can't do that. You can't just decide that.
Right.
Well, what was I going to say? Oh, he's... this is what I thought. I thought he's enabling her shitty emotions.
Definitely.
Do you know?
Yeah.
You know, like, I think guys do that a lot. And it's part of our book, What Do We Do Now? Where, you know, girls start crying. And it's like, oh, I guess I'm wrong because you're crying. Right. No.
I know I'm not wrong that you put stuffing into a duck and something went wrong. So you took it and slammed it on the floor. That's what a baby does. It's okay. It'll be all right. But if the man did that, then what? You'd be like, holy shit. You're not allowed to do that. You don't have over. I make babies, asshole.
No, she was a cunt. She's a mousy little cunt.
Well, the movie...
From the beginning to the end.
Yeah, she hated Queens right away when she moved in. I'm not defending Queens because I said that we live there. You know, I don't care where she moves into, but she's just shitting on the boyfriend and in this new place.
Yeah.
That's how the movie starts, and she only gets worse.
Yeah, which wouldn't have been so bad if she became more endearing throughout, but she became more of a fucking asshole. Yeah. He supported every stupid decision in her life.
And she wasn't supposed to be an asshole because, remember, she has dinner or lunch with her asshole friends, and that's supposed to show that she's down there and those friends are a bitch.
Right.
So she wasn't made to look like a bitch, but she did.
Right, with all their stupid Cobb salad nonsense. And that's in our book also. If your girlfriend's friends are shitty and they all look like clones of each other, and she kind of looks like that clone too, open your eyes.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't live with that chick from The Blind Side, by the way. I know you didn't see it, but I couldn't do that. And she has all those friends.
Of course.
That's a good point.
Thank you.
That's a good point we had. Julie and Julia tells the story of a writer named Julie Powell, who attempts to cook every recipe in Julia Child's French cookbook. But what it doesn't tackle, of course, is that Powell nearly wrecked her own marriage by having an affair with a close friend. The movie starring Meryl Streep and Amy Adams, and I understand, of course, this is an actress that I'm hating, but they would have showed the best of this girl.
Right.
You know what I mean? So she's even worse.
Oh, yeah. That's true. They're trying to portray her as this cute little girl, but she's already annoying us.
It was expected to appeal to a heavily female audience, with the story Columbia Pictures says intertwines the lives of two women who, though separated both time and space, are both at loose ends until they discover that with the right combination of passion, fearlessness, and butter, anything is possible.
And by the way, they really worked very hard to combine these two women's stories. Julia Child has a very interesting life.
Right.
And she's a very interesting person. And that alone would have been a good movie. This was just really, come on already. How long was the movie?
It's 2 hours. Ugh. Again, no movie. Should be 2 hours.
I don't. Ugh.
It was long. It was long. I thought I was in class when Julia Child at one point.
Did you answer the question, why did you see it?
I have feelings. Like, I'm going to see 500 Days of Summer. I don't think that's for
what
dudes.
What is that?
It's some love story.
Why?
Because it's only an hour and a half. I'm excited about an hour and a half movies again. I don't know. I have feelings. Why? Because something doesn't blow up?
Bullshit.
I'm an adult.
No, this is bullshit.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
500 Days of Summer. I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay.
And if it's overly girly, you're being a weirdo.
I think it's probably for girls. I'd assume.
I don't know. I never heard of it.
I find this sexist, Hamden. Shame on you.
I don't care what you find it.
I can't like a nice romantic movie.
When was the last time you liked a nice romantic movie?
Always. I've seen. I can't think of one now.
It's very bizarre.
You think so?
Yes. It's very bizarre.
All right. I'm going to.
Yes. Especially Julie and Julia. Maybe another romantic comedy or whatever.
Well, I don't know Julie and Julia. I'm not going to know until I see it.
Come on. What? Julie and Julia. Of all fucking things.
What else is there?
What else is there? That is like the bottom of the list. Other things at least have some sort of plot where like there is a guy's point of view in this. This is all women. This is like a woman's movie for a woman, written probably by a woman, or like it's just geared only to ovaries.
All right. Somebody
have you seen The Traveling Pants? This is just like you watching The Traveling Pants.
Okay.
Okay, maybe The Traveling Pants is worse.
All right. I don't know.
It's very weird.
You think?
Yes.
Think I'm getting ovaries?
No.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Did somebody recommend it to you?
No.
No.
Nobody did.
All right.
Some insiders speculate the director, Nora Ephron, purposely...
It's like all of a sudden I would just decide to watch...
I'm not all of a sudden. I don't know why you think this is all of a sudden.
Okay, remember when I said I really liked the movie Casino and you were like, what?
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I still genuinely like the movie Casino, but I understand why you would go, huh? You know?
Okay.
There, that's why. And I didn't seek out the movie Casino. It just started and I got into it not knowing what it is. Had I known what it was, I probably wouldn't have watched it, but it's a great movie.
Okay. I'll think of some other old ones.
Okay, all right. That I like. But you could see where I'm coming from now, right? I mean, that's a comparison.
No. We've been together for 7 years.
Yeah.
Right? You've seen me watch a movie that a guy normally wouldn't watch before. I know it.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
You look very worried about something.
I'm trying to think of another movie, so maybe this is like my thinking face.
Some insiders speculate that the director purposely stayed away from Powell's confession that she had an extramarital affair to keep audiences rooting for her. She ended up having an affair after her husband, who was portrayed as a saint in the book, stood by her for a year while she was cooking her way through Child's book. But Ephron says that there was just no point in mentioning the infidelity. That happened way afterwards. So how could I have addressed it in the film? It didn't happen in the time frame of the movie.
Okay, that is different, don't you think? Although it did say what happened to Julia Child way after.
You know what? It said they took the time to say that the two of them lived together.
Yeah, it took the time to do something.
They didn't take the time to say there's infidelity.
Yeah, it did have a sort of fast forward recap, sort of, you know, at the end captions. So yeah, bullshit.
Powell will chronicle she wrote a book about her insane, irresistible love affair.
What?
Wow, I wouldn't want to hear it called that if you saw somebody else and say it was irresistible.
Oh my God. Well, obviously it's irresistible if you're doing it.
She came out with a new memoir in December called Cleaving, you know, when you just start hacking at meat. A story of marriage, meat, and obsession. Oh, I know she's annoying. She recently told the New York Times she helped get over her personal trauma via butchering, saying, standing at a table all day breaking down Chuck's shoulder just focuses your mind. For 8 hours a day, I am not thinking about any of the mess in life.
Yeah.
So she a regular
that
chef?
Doesn't sound like a good book.
She a cook now? She's hacking away things 8 hours a day?
Could be.
She's probably just buying shit and cutting it up. Yeah, she's a nubba.
For 8 hours a day. You don't have to be a chef to be a butcher.
Marmite on Toast, I agree with Hemda. It's a romantic movie from the guy's point of view.
No, it's not.
Kind of reminds me of Eternal... What is?
Yeah, is he talking about Julie and Julia?
Kind of reminds me of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind in that it's about a relationship going downhill. Since Keith is into analyzing relationships, he can analyze the movie and figure out what went wrong.
No, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, that I get why you would see. In the same way that you would be surprised that I saw and liked Casino, I would be surprised that you saw this, and if you liked it, that would be an extra surprise. That's all. You can watch it. I'm not, you know, of course you can watch it. I'm not saying, like, no
somebody's
permission, but...
Somebody feedback a list of chick movies.
I'm sure they would.
No, I'm right now.
Just a list of chick flicks.
It's got to be on the internet somewhere.
Romantic comedies or something? Or just chick flicks?
Whatever they think, whatever you think is in the vein of Julie and Julia.
Oh, he's talking about 500 Days, the guy that we just read.
But I don't know that. How would I know that? Do you know what I mean?
How would you know what?
I just want to see this movie. It looks interesting. Guy falls in love, but and then blows it somehow.
That's even different than Julie and Julia. That has some sort of plot that includes a guy in it. And I get these two had, you know, husband and a live-in boyfriend or whatever it was to them. But
she's writing a book. She has a blog. She works on the internet. I work on the internet.
What is that? What you were really thinking?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking about it. It was in fucking Netflix list. Click.
Maybe because the clicks are so easy.
The Notebook, I hated it. I couldn't finish it, but
The Notebook is different. That sounds intellectual. I don't remember it.
I didn't think it was about a notebook.
No, I didn't. I don't think it's about a notebook, but it, you know, it won awards, didn't it?
I know it just got a lot of attention.
Okay, that's different. Julie and Julia was like a
Meryl Streep won Best Actress. That's not a lot of attention.
Did she in the Oscars?
Not the Oscars, but Golden Globes, everything else.
Maybe that then.
All right. Do I get my balls back?
Sleepless in Seattle, You've Got Mail.
Sleepless in Seattle was great. You've Got Mail was pretty good. Harry Met Sally was great.
Those make sense to me, though. You've Got Mail, I wouldn't think that you like, though.
Escape from L.A. That was bad, but Terminator was great.
You've Got Mail was very chick flick. You liked it?
I still liked it. I didn't love it. It was corny. It was worse than Sleepless in Seattle, but it was good.
I didn't like Sleepless in Seattle.
See?
That was like way cornier. And You've Got Mail was just very, I'll watch this. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was like, I like the characters in it. Dave Chappelle was in it.
I saw the movie Cliff Notes. I enjoyed that. It's just short. It's a sequel to The Notebook.
All right.
News that the new book, Cleaving, A Story of Marriage, Meat, and Obsession, reveals the extramarital affair she had, Julie Powell had, with an old friend she met with both eye rolls and raised eyebrows, and her publisher's decision to push back the book's release date and screenwriter Nora Ephron's omission of the affair from the film were viewed as highly suspicious. Early reviews of the film complained that the character based on Powell, played by Amy Adams, isn't nearly as likable or interesting as the Julia Child's character. And food bloggers, many of whom were invited to advanced screenings, are taking the film's release as an excuse to revisit their issues with Powell, which boils down to one complaint: she doesn't really know how to cook.
That's not fair.
So that's just cooking snobbery.
Yeah, that's not fair. She's not a chef, but right. She could learn how, you know, to be a chef. You actually have you have to have the title and go through school. But you could be a cook. Like Rachel Ray is not a chef, but she is a cook. That doesn't mean she doesn't get to have a show.
In the 7 years since Powell started her blog, the premise seems to have gone from Julie and Julia to Julie versus Julia and Julia winning. In the book, they just mentioned it for a second that supposedly Julia Childs doesn't like this Julie Powell.
Yeah, well,
but then she died, and that was the end of it.
They mentioned it in the movie,
right?
That that she thinks her blog is a joke. But, you know, it's Julia Child, and who knows what she thinks about blogging in general, you know? I think they should have mentioned it in the movie. I don't know why they were trying for us to like this character so much. I think her side of the story would have been so much more interesting had I known, and it would make more sense. This is bringing your whole shit down.
Sugarbear 63 has given me some. Bridget Jones' Diary, the first one I thought was very good.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
A League of Their Own.
Did you opt to watch these on your own?
Yes.
Without women?
Yeah. Some of them.
Okay. A League of Their Own is a great movie.
Right. It's about a team of chicks on a baseball field.
Very girly, yes. Yes.
So there you go.
All right.
Okay. Nothing new is going on. I'm just keeping our eyes open.
This is Keith's version of cheating on me.
Right.
Some chick recommended a movie. Who the fuck is this bitch?
Hey, let me mention this. KeithandTheGirl.com/store. We're streamlining the store. We're focusing on certain objects, so some things are going to go. What's missing right now, for example?
Flasks are missing.
No more flasks.
The travel mugs are missing.
No more travel mugs.
Polo shirts are missing certain sizes, and we're not going to replenish those sizes. So once the other sizes go, that's going to be the end of that. And certain other things that are going to start going, we won't reorder.
And I checked the store, and I haven't noticed this because, you know, Kyle will do the orders or Newsy will do the orders. So I don't see, unless, you know, something's on there that I'm supposed to see, I don't see the comments section. And I wasn't paying attention that people are still taking advantage of this deal that we forgot to take down at the store. So you know what? It's up there. Take advantage of it. You buy anything over $10, you get a Keith and the Girl beer or soda cozy. Totally free. Anything over $20, you get the cozy and a CD DVD of your choice.
You just have to mention it in the comments though, and that's what will get you the free items in your package.
So we'll have that up there for another minute.
So go to keithandthegirl.com/store. Of course, the store helped keep the show running. It helps us finance the show and our lives. The same as keithandthegirl.com/donate helps the show move along and helps you get a free show. So if you haven't donated yet, or if you feel like donating anything like, you know, $1, $5, $20, it all helps out the show. So thanks to those who donated, and thanks to those who are thinking about it right now. Just click on it right now.
Thank you guys so much. Thanks again for spreading the word. We appreciate it, and we see it working daily. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, shit. Jesus Christ. Ta-da. Fucking hell. Jesus. Motherfucker. Oh, shit. What do I do now? Fuck. Whoa. Shit. You fucking dick. What the fuck? Oh. Ah! Bollocks! Ah. Motherfucker. Keithandthegirl.com.
keithandthegirl.com